The last poem I'd like to read is the title poem from my new collection, The Cap of Darkness. And it's dedicated to Robinson Jeffers. I think one of the most fortunate things about growing up in Southern California was that, at least when I was in school, the high school curriculum contained the work of Robinson Jeffers, whom I think is one of the most important 20th century poets, and one who was very much destroyed by the critics, especially Ivor Winters of his time, one whose philosophies are still too advanced for, I think, for most people. So he becomes a kind of muse or inspiration for all of us who feel that in some way we are talking to deaf ears at times. The Cap of Darkness. He walks on the desert at night, which is a cool place, moisture condensing on the succulent green bodies of saguaro and cholla. Alone, he should be aware of the city street just a mile away, and the city beyond that street, the violence of hot bodies, but he is dreaming of a place where paradoxical landscapes come together. I repudiate the bad voices of my times, and I repudiate the weak voices whose own lyrics are better than their judgments. So I walk in the desert wearing the cap of darkness, which I need only in the city. But like a reverse hero, perhaps that is what a woman is, a reverse hero, I walk naked and unarmed in the city, putting on the protective cap of darkness only when I am alone in the desert. How else would I have any honor? For I am fighting the unknown, the invisible, the ignorance of vision. I do not need the beautiful, silvery, invisible helmet to meet the Bostonian academic fashion mongers who worship fortune on the stock market or the names of old families. I do not need it to fight fake Zen masters or arrogant Quakers or even the key holders to old university gates. No, my battle is with the ghosts themselves who have positioned the false singers in their ancestral houses and given them position, money, and power. The ghost of greed is a rational man with a good body, a sharp brain, and a very comfortable life. He offers me a place in one of these old brownstones if I will accept his other converts. But I will never convert to ghost life. Even though my battle out here on the desert is with ghosts and half-formed beings, wearing the cap of invisibility which covers my silvery moon-like hair without anything but a book for a weapon and an orange for temptation, birds, birds with gold wings. He walks in the desert at night where silence is an ally. The city has muggers, rapists and murderers who edit periodicals, run contests, and serve themselves banquets. Peace, peace, I counsel. No battles are worth the self-destruction. But on the desert there is a kind father to repudiate, who must be repudiated, and a sad mother who must be buried, a jealous sister who will steal the silvery helmet, and an inadequate lover who will unknowingly give power from his false use of moonlight and his ignorance of the sun. Alone, alone, not peace, but the battle with fashion, conducted in a place where glittering cities rise and fall with the breath of a sleeping person. Who is that person? The sleeping one whose breath patterns so much. The man who walks on the desert at night, so close to the city, not knowing the city itself, but himself becoming the blazing lights, the dark buildings with scattered illuminated windows, and I standing there, invisible, even though the helmet of night now belongs to a thief, knowing the truth, seeing the city and the desert as one, finally accepting the sand as my carpet, the light as my hair, the snakes as companions, living in a city of cactus which holds all the moisture needed for existence.